This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hello, I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. On our program, we like to recognize individuals who've made significant contributions to our community. Today, Oscar Roman is being named as one of our Houston legends. We're proud to call him one of our emerging leaders. He is part of a cohort of individuals that have gone through a program through our foundation at the Chamber of Commerce. We have graduated over 200 young professionals, and Oscar exemplifies everything we try to do and see in our emerging leaders. Let's welcome him. Congratulations, Oscar.
Thank you, Dr. Murillo. Appreciate
it. Thank you for being here, and we are so very proud of you. We recognize a variety of business leaders, et cetera, and today we're recognizing you for the work you've done in education, for representing emerging leaders so well. You come from a family from El Salvador. You're the principal at Yes Prep. And on top of that, you've remained very engaged in the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and even started a program at your school and have just done so many things, including graduated from Harvard. You've given so much time to the community, and we think it's really important to have young individuals such as yourself as an example to folks who are watching us, that you don't have to wait until you're 60, 70, 50, 40, but that you can begin very early to make a difference, and you've done so. So first of all, congratulations again, and thank you for remaining very engaged with the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dr. Mayor. I really appreciate it. It's an honor to be here, for sure.
Thank you. So, the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. So, you applied for the Emerging Leaders. You got engaged. Tell us a little bit about your experience and what it's been able to do for you as an individual and collectively for our community, in your opinion.
Yeah, I think what the Chamber has been able to do to me is provide me exposure to a network that was honestly otherwise just unknown to me. It was invisible. Just different individuals who actually want to help, want to be supportive, want to take people under their wing and guide them through the process. These are different individuals who are CEOs and executives in industries across the city. And it was powerful that the Chamber helped me tap into those networks with, to do things for my school, for myself, and just for other members of the Chamber.
And in addition to that, I would say that you've got now a great network of your peers that are your age that help one another, and you've got a special bond with those individuals, too.
Oh, yeah. I think that was probably, just paramount in terms of what I got out of the program, which is a network of individuals. We're on the same place. We're like-minded. We have similar backgrounds, and we want to do what's right for our communities, for ourselves. And it's incredible what I've seen in terms of how people have been able to help one another out in different ways, whether it be career or just personal advice or just to have fun and just enjoy time with people that you'll get along with.
Yeah, and that are like-minded and, as you said, who have similar experiences. On that note, for folks who are watching, tell them a little bit about your parents, what their career backgrounds, educational attainment are, and how you were able to go on to Harvard and become principal of Yes Prep over in the Gulfton area.
Yeah. So I'm extremely proud of my parents. My parents are both immigrants from El Salvador who came here in the 1980s because of the Civil War. There's a lot of violence that just tore up the country and, in particular, their lives. They wanted to continue to go to school, but they couldn't. My mom had to come to the United States in order to find a better life to provide for her family in El Salvador. My dad had to come to the United States because he was actually being threatened to be killed. So someone told them that he was on a list of people who were going to be assassinated soon in his hometown. So he had to go. He had to find a way out. And when they got here, they started from scratch. And it's something that my parents have constantly drilled into me, the fact that they didn't know any English. They didn't have a lot of skills that were transferable because they landed in New Jersey, a very metro region. My parents were used to farm work, fueron campesinos de la tierra, right? And so they didn't know what to do. My dad got into work in a restaurant, and he worked himself up from a busboy to becoming a chef and now an owner of a restaurant. And my mom worked in factories and just textiles and garment factories. And those lessons that they taught me through the stories they shared just stayed with me my entire life. And it was constant. When I was a kid, I was in ESL classes growing up in elementary school. And even though my mom didn't know English, like she would, you know, sit there every Thursday night helping me get ready for my spelling test on Friday. And so they drilled that into me, that idea of education.
Do you have siblings?
Yeah, I have a younger brother, 2 years younger than I. And so, you know, it was the same message for both of us. That's how we were going to head. That's how we were going to do more. So I think that was at the core of how I ended up at Harvard, is just that idea, that mindset that I could, you know, as my dad says, like, we did so much after getting to this country with nothing. Now, like, we need to make sure that you step up and you build.
What propelled you to go into education specifically? And then talk to us a little bit more about Yes Prep and the work you guys are doing there.
Yeah, so I think when I think about education, you know, two moments in my life come to mind. First was my senior year in high school. I was ready to, you know, apply to college. I was valedictorian in my class. I was president of student council, involved in varsity athletics. I was an EMT, so riding in the back of an ambulance for 2 years. Just doing a lot. But I had no idea what I was doing for my college applications. We had guidance counselors. We didn't have college counselors at my high school. So it was actually up to one of my friends who showed me the whole process. He had gotten in early and he'd gone to a private school for high school. I went to a public school. And you know, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have, you know, gotten to Harvard like at all. That was not going to be possible. And so for me, that moment sticks out, because why did it have to take a friend, just that chance, happen chance that I had a friend who went through the process, who could help me out to help me get in. And then the next moment was my senior year in college, when I was thinking about, you know, what to do moving forward in my life, and I started a Teach for America application. And it was so easy to think about why I wanted to be part of education and why, you know, what I'd done in the community, the service I'd been a part of. And that's when it started to click. It's like, wow, maybe this could be something that I might be interested in. And as soon as I stepped into a classroom for training with Teach for America in June, I was sold. That was it. I knew when I saw students that were just like me, with parents like mine, backgrounds like mine, I was just like, this is powerful. This is what I need to do.
And why Yes Prep?
Why Yes Prep, man? It's one, when you go to a Yes Prep campus, the difference is palpable. It's a community of people who are like-minded, who want nothing but the best for their students and are willing to go above and beyond to make that happen. We start talking about college as soon as students step onto our campus. Day one, sixth graders, I talk to them and I say, guys, we're here, and I know we're thinking about just getting ready for your first day of middle school, but I want you to start thinking about our goal is to get you to and through college. So that's the final destination. Like, every year is another step towards that goal, and then once we get them to college, it's like, all right, now what are we going to do in your career? We keep up with them even while they're in college and even after college to make sure that they're set up for success.
And not only that, but the engagement with the parents. You know, I was fortunate to have been asked to go and give the commencement speech over at the Toyota Center with over 13,000 people for what you all call signing day. Yeah. Tell folks about that.
Oh, it's such an exciting time. We had all 14,000 students from the entire district in one place, and about 1,000 different seniors from all the different schools who are announcing what they were doing moving forward in their lives. So they're announcing whether they're, you know, what college they're going to go to, whether they're going to military service, whether they're going to be going to a technical school or a community college. And just that commitment that they're making in front of, like I said, thousands in the stadium, and then another set of thousands watching from our live stream online.
Yes.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it absolutely is. So as someone who is probably one of the youngest people we've had as a Houston legend on our program, what do you have to say to the average Houstonian that has been here, has been a great contributor, has been a community leader, about your generation?
I believe that we, you know, my generation, I can speak for, you know, for myself at least. It's like, I want what's best for the community, and I want to do right by my community. I've seen, you know, what my parents have gone through, but I also recognize the people that have helped me get to where I am. And when I talk to other people, other emerging leaders, and we talk about our stories, we can pinpoint different teachers, coaches, mentors, just people who have taken an interest in us. And that's why we're giving back. And that's why we do more, you know, for community. That's why we're as active as possible, because we want to pay it forward. And we want to do right by the people who, you know, saw something in us, saw that spark, saw that potential, and wanted to build that into a flame. And we want to do the same by, you know, by others, because of what we got done for us.
Well, and on that note, with the Emerging Leaders Program, our foundation, the Chamber of Commerce, it was very important for us to make sure that we had an opportunity to make sure we had a bench for Houston. For those who are investors, what might you say to them in terms of what they have done and what it's meant for the community?
Yeah, so I think something I hear when I think about Latino leadership, especially in working in schools, they're like, oh, we can't find them. They're not out there. It's like, oh, I don't know where they are. Just in general, when I think about school leaders or district leaders or executives in industries, it's like, you know what, they're there. Sometimes they need to be given a shot. Sometimes they need to be developed. Sometimes they just need to be given some time in front of the right people. And then you'd be surprised at what they'd be able to accomplish. So when I think about the Emerging Leaders Institute, Emerging Leaders Institute provides you a space to be able to identify those people who have been vetted through this process and who can perform at the highest of levels and even higher than what you're probably used to.
Well, again, on behalf of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and our foundation, congratulations on being named one of our Houston Legends and for your engagement and continued leadership across the city.
Thank you so much.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.